Chapter 10. Who is the murderer?
Inspector Lestrade, here is the murder weapon.
Good heavens! But how do you know it's the murder weapon?
Because the instrument used to kill McCarthy made unusual marks on his head. Marks from something heavy and sharp. And this stone still has blood on it. Look. I can also tell you what our murderer looks like. He's a tall man. He is left-handed and limps on his right leg. He wears heavy work boots and a grey coat. He smokes Indian cigars.
But how?
Who is it, Holmes?
The police must find the right man to arrest now. It's up to Inspector Lestrade.
But I can't arrest every man who smokes cigars and limps. Everyone in Scotland Yard is going to laugh at me.
I'm sorry. That's all I can tell you, Inspector. You must do the rest yourself. Watson, you and I are returning to London tonight. The case is solved.
How do you know who the murderer is, Holmes?
Elementary, my dear Watson. There are a lot of clues. One, Charles McCarthy cries, "Cooey!" And two, his last words are, "Rat."
So?
"Cooey" is an Australian word. Only Australians use it. So we know that McCarthy called to someone who recognised the cry. Someone from Australia. Now look at this, Watson. This is a map of the state of Victoria in Australia. What does it say here?
R-A-T. Rat. Oh, I see. It's the end of a place name. Ballarat.
Exactly. McCarthy tried to say Ballarat to his son before he died. And remember, McCarthy lived in Ballarat for many years.
What about the other details? His height, his boots, the cigars?
I can deduce his height and the fact that he limps from his footsteps in the mud near Boscombe Pool.
Of course! And the type of boots he wears.
Right again, Watson. Heavy, square-toed boots. The type of boots they wear in the Australian bush.
But how do you know he is left-handed?
Because the murderer hit the victim on the left side of his head. That's unusual.
And the cigars?
There was ash from a cigar behind that tree near the pool. The murderer waited for McCarthy there. It's an expensive Indian cigar. Only one man in the area is rich enough to smoke those cigars.
Of course. Now I know the man you're thinking of.